Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Uh-oh. You and me, man.
That's Boy. About as bad a text as you can get during
the
break.
Tell the people what it read.
Wait, that's as bad a text as I can get.
Ice Cube, it ain't a good day when you get that
text.
It's about
five words. I think we need an exterminator.
Oh, boy.
Good thing we got ATCO Pest Control. Yeah. Where's Billy?
I shot you his number.
Billy, I need you.
We can really put the rat on the table. Maybe hopefully it's some mice. Hopefully it's
not. It doesn't matter. It does.
I just had a friend come in the studio, say he was at home, had a mouse. It was so brave. Came to the middle of the living room, just stared at him.
Yeah, but he's not afraid of him.
I'll jump on the couch.
I'm afraid of him. That's my kryptonite. I'm afraid of him.
I'm so upset.
Not afraid of him.
I'm afraid of him.
I just can't stand. Oh.
They're poisonous.
Well, they're not, but I get you. I get you.
Oh, my God. Rats.
510, Goo, channeling.
I'm good now.
Channeling his inner guru on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. Our guy Zucci saying lots of lemon booty out there, if you ask me.
Well,
and the Warriors are susceptible to that too.
Okay,
apparently,
this is my guy, the Moody airball. Shouldn't be able to airball that shot. You were that close.
The floater.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Is that what it was?
They hung him out to dry on his two threes that he missed.
I've been hearing a lot of the grenade talk.
They hung Moses Moody out to dry.
Oh, well, the shot clock. I got you.
Exactly.
But how many times did we see guys Jimmy do his fadeaway and they're blocking it? That's what it's like. Me against my sons. Like, dude, you're getting older. When that happens, Steinie, I saw that and I'm like, oh, it's not a good sign.
888-957-9570 is the number. Game three coming right at you tomorrow night, 5:30, Chase Center. You will have Warriors live at 4:30. Warriors got to figure out a way to try to win a game.
Man.
Ideally tomorrow. And they're going to have to do it without Steph Curry. And that's
he was right there. He had to coach. Draymond down.
I guess what I'm wondering is, can the Warriors win this series without Steph Curry? Yes. But it's going to be so hard without him. And I feel like, I don't know if it's people aren't giving Minnesota respect or enough, or people have outsized expectations of some of the Warriors' role players. But it was a game two. They had a game. Minnesota came out and blew them out. Without Steph Curry, and I guess I'm a little surprised that it's so doom and gloom, even though I get it, Curry's out. They might have gotten beaten by 30 if Curry played in this series, the way some series sometimes go.
And again, the right on the table brought to you by ATCO Pest Control is, if you're into this, let's be honest, Donnie, let's talk about it. With a healthy Steph Curry, this team, the Minnesota Timberwolves, were heavily favored. So now you take him, all-time great, off the team. You know, I'm sorry if I can't muster up. I'm trying to be Bob, you know, and hope. But, man, until I see it, like tomorrow, I don't know what to expect.
In fairness, you saw it for three quarters in game one without Steph. They were up 10. And they ended up winning by about 10.
With an all-time offensive turd from Minnesota that we may never see again. And what if they come in here to the Bay on the road, us Tupac, us against the world, and play like normal? Like, I feel like Ant could score 40 and they can lose.
Let me ask you this. If the Warriors don't have Steph Curry and both teams play quote-unquote normal, who's going to win the
Minnesota.
Series?
Minnesota.
So the Warriors have to do something.
Do you feel that's the right answer? Like, how would you answer that? Vegas.
It would be of course. Yeah. I mean, it would be of course. But this series is now about, can you somehow scrounge up a win tomorrow? Win tomorrow, then all of a sudden everything changes because then the possibility of Curry.
Didn't Shams have something on Curry?
He's definitely not playing game five.
So the earliest would be, we would hope.
Would be Sunday, a week from tomorrow, game six. Game six.
Well, let's focus about tomorrow. I got you. Yeah. I asked you.
So they got to, obviously they got to win a game to get it to a game six. Yep. But you know what? The Timberwolves have to win another game to get it to a six also. Let's go to Xavier in Oakland. What's up, Xavier? How you doing?
The town.
Oh, good afternoon, Guru. Good afternoon, Spanny.
Hey.
All right, so here we go, man. We got to start JK. I think he got his mojo back. We have to bench number two. I think he showed us the playoffs are getting to him. He needs to come up the bench, a six man. I think it's time. Bring Jimmy needs to be the primary ball handler. Draymond, the secondary ball handler. With Buddy and Post. In Post is interchangeable. With, honestly, if you want to go with Brute, you know, Bronze, you can go Loon. But if you want to go Young Legs, I like TJD because he did show promise as well with this team. They just match up pretty good. Again, I've already said this, you know, with like a couple games left in the season that, you know, number two needs to, you know, get benched. But Kerr got petty and benched JK for the rest of the season. But that's fine. No here, no there. Moody, yo, guys, like I keep saying, he's our POA. He's using all his energy on defense. I mean, yeah, he had a couple hot potatoes, you know, like, yeah, that floater was, I felt he should have just jammed it on Randall. Honestly, I thought he was going to be aggressive. But, again, I felt like when you have tired legs playing, you're all out on defense, I felt like you should get a pass. Everyone should chill out on Moody, bro. He's literally on defense. And with that being said, again, at the same token, if JK has his mojo back, we should literally just start JK. Yeah. Like, at the end of the day, he's still a lottery pick. I'm going to keep saying this again. He was our seventh pick for a reason. I mean, that's all I got to say, guys. Thanks for taking my call, man. Let's go Warriors. We like I said again, before game one, I said, I don't know why we're even tripping, like, about the Timberwolves. Like, we got it. And, like, at the beginning of the game, Curry already had 13 points. I don't want Curry to come back to the series. I know I'm talking, but I don't want him to come back to the series because right. Hammy can get tricky. It can go to the calf, and, you know, yeah. I feel like he should just wait. All right. Bug it out. If we lose, we lose.
Wait for what?
Wait to see if we get one at home. If we get one at home, then think about coming back game five or game six. I want to come back game six.
All right.
But if we lose, we lose. Let's just keep Curry healthy.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
And I'm going to shock you, Stoney, by Captain Obvious. I can do it with the best of them. He is your franchise, so you can't play with this. You get me?
That I agree with.
I'm being serious here. That's why I think there were tears and him saying, even if I thought about it, that's when you're like, you ain't close. I could be wrong.
No, I think the Warriors are prepared to play the whole series without him.
Great.
So.
All right, can I ask you a question?
Of course.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
We ain't even mentioned his payday.
I know. Man.
We got mice running around, and I'm yelling. So it's not the best one. But listen, I'm being real with what I'm about to ask you and the listeners. What has TJD done to basically become an artifact up until yesterday?
Okay. Hold on.
Hold on. Let me just add one more caveat to it. You cannot front and sit here and tell me not for a day or a show, at any point in his young career, that we're like, the youngster's got something. And I'll wait for your rebuttal. I'm just asking you, what has he done to constitute, to be an artifact and now have to be dusted off? I don't think it's a good look. And I'm gonna add Kuminga to that too.
Well, I mean, I think if you do the math, that you can't play 12 guys. And the bottom line is when Jimmy Butler got to this team, they went 30-10 and they made the playoffs, doing it the way they were doing it. And they won in the first round, doing it the way they were doing it. And now they've got a big injury to Steph Curry, and they unfortunately have to figure out now the best way to beat Minnesota. Okay, we got to have some athleticism. Well, guess what? That's not good for Quinton Post, and it's probably not great for Looney, but it might be good for Trayce Jackson-Davis and Kuminga. So I fully expect they will play, and they'll be given minutes on Saturday. I mean, Steve Kerr all but said it when he said we saw some really good things out of Kuminga and TJD. Now, if you're going to tell me that, but Steiny, they've been on ice for 3-4 weeks, and now you need them, I'll agree with you. You're right. You're right. They have been on ice. But that's the conditions they got to deal with. So, yeah, I don't know. Let's go to, Schleprock.
Our man.
What's up, Schleprock? How you doing?
He came to the gig.
What's going on? Good morning to you guys. Hey, let me ask you this, Steiny.
Okay.
Who's been the Warriors' best player this season?
Curry.
Okay, right. You got that. Guru, who has been the Warriors' best player throughout the playoffs up until the hamstring?
Curry.
Okay, you got that right. So when you lose your best player, your second best player, I'm just going to assume it's Jimmy Butler. So Jimmy Butler has to do Steph Curry-like things, but guess what? Jimmy Butler doesn't do Steph Curry-like things. So it's inherent up to the other players to play at the best of their abilities every time they get out on that hardwood floor, and that's not happening. Moody is basically a catch-and-shoot guy. He's not catching and shooting, and he's one of your three-point guys. Post, catch-and-shoot guy, one of your three-point makers. He's not making three-pointers. So when you have that dynamic, it's stacked up against you. But here's the clincher, though. They've played two games, and both of them have a win. So I'm saying this to say this. Both of these teams still have a chance to win the playoffs, and both of these teams still have a chance to lose in these playoffs, and that's how I'm going to go forward. What do you think of that, guys?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of look at it that way.
I'm mad at
Schleprock. I mean, let's say there's an offensive pecking order of Curry, Butler, and I'm not putting Kuminga in there yet because he wasn't their third scoring option the last month or two. Who was their third leading scorer? Let's just say Hield.
All right.
Buddy Hield. Okay? So now you got no Curry. That means Butler's your number one scoring option.
Yep.
Now you got to dust off Kuminga and ask him to be your number two scoring option.
Well,
he hasn't played in a month.
Okay.
And then Hield again. Like,
but he was your, I know you don't, for the sake of this exercise, Kuminga naturally was your third leading scorer until you told him you hit the pause button on him.
Well, until they got Jimmy Butler. See, everything changed. He was hurt and they got Butler and everything changed.
That now, I can't argue.
And again, Goo, like seriously, if you want to say, well, it was Kerr's job to keep Kuminga engaged, I can't fight you on that. I can't fight you on that.
But if you ask McDaniel or Anthony Edwards or even Randall or your guy Finchie, I don't even know if they're in town yet, Steiny, who scares you with the ball in their hands, Buddy Hield or Kuminga, I got the answer. And every other of the third 29 other teams would answer, Steiny, 28, Jonathan Kuminga, he's got some gifts. I'm not saying he's perfect or not flawed. Steiny, he puts pressure on the rim. How about we build, it's over now, build him up and let him breathe. And we do what we're doing with Pods. We do what we're doing with Moody. And I'm starting to think, Steiny, has that just been the theme of this year from Warrior fans? It's not just about TJD and Kuminga being out of the lineup. It's just about watching others maybe make errors and still be given rope. And in these two guys' cases, it's like sink or swim.
Well,
just a thought. I'm just watching my TV like, man.
I kind of look at every series differently as its own new thing. And they beat Houston, so now they're playing the Timberwolves. And the first two games, they felt each other out. And now you start playing the guys who you think give you the biggest advantage. And it very well may be Trace Jackson Davis and Jonathan Kuminga. It might be.
I got to run this by you.
Mm-hmm. Hold on one second. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the Odyssey app. And now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in the city.
And I'm going to be a true blue, mm-hmm. real as I can possibly be, like I do every day with you. And I just, Austin in San Jose, he hadn't even wrote anything this morning. He has, but this is not about that. He's often called, and he said, our young players, we overestimate them, or I overestimate our young players. And Stoney, I think I'm somewhat emotional right now because we saw against the Rockets, and I think we're seeing against Houston.
Minnesota.
I gave our young players, including Moody and Pods, on their best day, and Guy Santos, the ideals and the possibilities in post. But now I'm doubling back to where, can I really question Dre? Can I really question Jimmy? And Curry's out. Maybe I overestimated the youngsters being able to inflict or impose their will on this stage, what? And it goes back to Austin and San
You're
Jose.
Or, role players to exert
no,
their will?
No, how good are our young players? Maybe they're okay, but I overestimated them.
Goo.
I think that's on the table, and I'm having a problem dealing with it.
Goo, I love you. Think about it. The Houston Rockets took the Warriors to 7 games. They played 4 players who were 23 and under. Core players, frontline players. We're talking about young role players. Secondarily, let's go to the T-Wolves. Anthony Edwards is 23. Jaden McDaniels is young as hell. I think Naz Reid is 25. But those are frontline young players. Unfortunately, the Warriors' frontline players are role players, whether that's because that's all they are, or whether that's because they've been held down,
right.
It doesn't matter at this point.
And they're okay, Stoney. I'm not saying they're bad, but now I'm seeing maybe what Austins of the world were saying when it's a team game and you got to rely. And those guys had such a great season, Pods, Moody, Post. Like, I bought into that. And I'm not saying it's over, but the reality is you're right. It is a different season in the offs.
From the YouTube chat, Sod Boozy or something like that. Steiny, we have Jonathan Kuminga, 22 years old. Exactly. That's my point. You have Kuminga.
Who is not chopped liver.
No, but he's not a frontline player. Not this season, he hasn't been. He and again, even if it's not his fault, unfortunately now you gotta ask him to be a frontline player.
Wow.
Well, guess what? That's gonna be hard if he hasn't done it since midseason. And yeah, I am putting Pods. Yeah, I will do it. Pods, Post, Kuminga, Moody. And then you go to the Houston Rockets. Well, they got Şengün, Thompson, Jalen Green, Jabari Smith Jr., Minnesota. They have Edwards. I mean, that's going to – no, like, we'll deal with that after Curry's gone. But I don't – like
– I'm not mad at anybody, Stoney. I'm disappointed in Jimmy Butler, though. I am, if it doesn't change tomorrow.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's point out some good things. Series even. Warriors have home court advantage right now.
I like it.
Game 3 tomorrow, 5:30.
I'm checking the uniforms right now. Keep going.
Just win a game tomorrow. All right. Can you win the game tomorrow somehow, some way?
Can they score 110 points?
It's going to be hard. I get if you want to say they're not as good defensively as Houston, I'm not going to argue with you, but they are pretty good defensively.
They are no punks. I sign off on that.
And again, without Steph Curry.
Oh. It's the pregnancy offense, Donnie. It's just a labor, man.
It is. And, you know, now they need to kind of pull a rabbit out of a hat, and the rabbit is Kuminga. I mean, there's no one else but Kuminga it can be at this point.
Now, what about Jimmy saying him and Kuminga all of a sudden can cook?
Remember? Take a listen. Hold on. Hold on. Here, Jimmy.
I mean, he's a great basketball player. I can play with anybody. He can play with anybody. It's all about playing basketball the right way. That's all it is. Attack to score, attack to pass. You just make the right play over and over and over again every single time, no matter who you're out there with. Just play basketball the right way. And me and JK could thrive, can, and will thrive together on the basketball floor.
Now, I love that, but what if we could, the conventions, I thought they couldn't play.
Steve Kerr said that. Steve Kerr said they weren't very good together. I mean, that's on the record. So they're going to have to do something that's maybe Steve Kerr doesn't believe in.
Man.
You know?
Give me some other good.
All right.
Pat Spencer?
Not last night.
Not last night. Did we jinx them?
I'll tell you. Okay,
you're giving them nicknames.
I got a lot of positives. Yeah. You're going to think I'm crazy.
We love you, Pat. Give me some good news, damn it.
All right.
Hurry up.
I said this to
Evan.
Yeah.
On a private line.
No. I thought last night was actually a testament to the Warriors' professionalism. Because I do believe that how you finish a game that you're not competitive in is important. It's about a standard. It's about a culture, if you want to go there. It's about setting some kind of bar that you have to clear to be a Golden State Warrior. And I thought on a night like last night, he used however many guys he used.
Okay.
I thought they played as hard as they could possibly play. And I'm telling you, in a game like that, if you're getting blown out, what's the difference between getting blown out by 20 and getting blown out by 40? The difference is getting blown out by 20 as opposed to getting blown out by 40. These guys hung in there as well as they could. There were a lot of guys getting experience that never, you know, I bet a bunch of guys played their biggest minutes of the postseason. And no, they didn't win the game, but
it's a playoff game, though, Stani. Isn't that the standard?
Not for guys who don't play in the playoffs. You can't expect a guy to just go out there in his first playoff game and play in big minutes and not struggle. And so I just feel like
that was a win.
Not a win. Of course it wasn't a win.
No, for Kuminga and TJD, let's put the right on the table brought to you by Echo.
No, it wasn't a win for them. It was just experience.
That's who you just described.
Yeah, it's experience. They got experience last night, and they played hard. Kuminga came out after being on ice for a month, and he was engaged. He wasn't sulking. You know, these guys came in, and they're playing hard. They went up against Minnesota's first unit for the most time, for most of the time. And you do realize that if they don't have Steph Curry, they're in trouble. They're in big trouble.
Right.
Okay.
They're in bigger trouble than I thought, though.
Okay.
That can change if Jimmy is going to be more engaged offensively.
Yeah.
And Draymond wasn't hitting his three. Not that that was key to the game, but it's kind of nice when he is. But, yeah. I can't wait to. I have no idea what Warrior team we're going to see tomorrow, and I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. Can't be good.
Yeah, I actually have here.
We'll see.
I actually have my second one of my points. Yeah. This is kind of why Steve Kerr to me is a great coach. Believe it or not, is because of a game like last night. He has everybody
and
on
going
that.
14 deep.
No, just I mean he. His strategy was, I got to figure out a way to win some games in this series, but I don't even know how at this point. Mm. So he played a game last night. They lost it. And now he probably believes he's got a better sense of the way they're going to have to do it, which is going to be different than they've ever done it. And
so that's why you're telling me ease up on losing Curry, ease up on everybody.
I'm saying ease up on the loss last night. I'm not telling you not to worry that Steph Curry's not playing. I mean, in fact, I think most people are, again, I'm flummoxed. It's Steph Curry. You've run an offense around him for 15 years, and it's a unique offense. And now he's gone. Mm. So, I don't know. I just, I you know, everybody who played in that game played hard. They're trying to do the right thing. They all defended, and they just, Minnesota was better last night. Mm-hmm. And they had better players last night, and the better players played better than your better players.
There it is.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors, they lose game two. They are still even in this series, one game apiece, and they're coming back to chase tomorrow. Without Steph Curry, it's going to be tough. There's no doubt about it. But can they win a game without Steph Curry? I mean, they've gone 9-3 with him before last night in the playoffs. I get it, different circumstances. But it is different without Steph Curry, particularly because now you don't have Klay and Draymond. I mean, you have Draymond, but you know they were more equipped to play without Steph than they are now, if for no other reason than Klay had played without Steph for long stretches during his career. And Jimmy Butler's just getting to know this Warriors team. All right, what do we got here? We got what's coming up in the game. It's brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.